Out of Bounds. Triple M.
Let's now turn our attention to the Lower South West Football League. Really good competition going on at the moment. You got four teams in particular, second through fifth, that are battling out for final spots at the moment. And one of those teams is a side that I reckon surprised a couple of people, but boy, oh boy, they've had a great year so far.
Well, I don't know about surprise, but we're going to head to the mighty Manjimup Tigers. And we're going to talk to their captain coach. Sorry, playing coach. That's going to be pretty interesting. In Paul Starkey. How are you, Paul?
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no dramas at all. Thank you for taking the time to have a chat to us. The last 2 weeks, so close. You guys have put in some great efforts, almost toppling Dean Mill off at home and almost getting the win at Imperials. You're 3-3 at the moment. It must be a real positive attitude right there at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It's been where we come from. Probably last 2 years we've been had a bit of a downer, struggled to get things cracking. But yeah, Imps and Dean Mill, they're playing good footy, and to get where we are in just around halfway mark, I'm pretty happy with that.
Well, as much as they're playing good footy, you guys are playing good footy too. Where's that come from over the last 7 or 8 weeks?
Probably in the off season we picked up a few guys. Recruited a few guys out of the Southwest League. That's been good for us. They've come into the club, brought their family down, and in conjunction with the locals that we've got, there's some good players there. And it's probably at the start we're a bit, well, we probably still are trying to learn a bit how each other plays. Probably wasn't clicking initially, but you go ahead and work hard, and the best way to get that is have a, you know, cop a bit of a loss and a bit of a chat in the rooms and try and turn it around,
So you have been, as you said, you've been down for a couple of years. Has just the playing personnel been the major change around, or is it something you've implemented over the season? Or what do you put that down to?
Look, that's a good question.
That's one for the year. I'm doing all right.
Good on you, Craig. Good stuff.
There's a lot of things that make a side, but football's a people game, and if you can get good people around and try and retain them at your club, that's a step in the right direction. Footballers, committee, everything all in. You've got to try and get along with people and get it all together. But yeah, there's no doubt down here, to remain competitive, if you can gather some recruiting outside of your league or potentially, how far you have to go, you know, just to remain competitive, that's what you need to do. And we were fortunate enough to do that. So, notwithstanding that, to keep a balance between the Colts guys keeping keen and having the ability to get that, the taste of league footy, and not just league footy, but also life. You learn a lot playing footy, business, and getting guys out and about and meeting people and, you know, doing the right thing and how to grow up and all that. It's been all right, yeah.
Now, it's your first year at the helm. How are you enjoying it?
Pretty busy.
It has its moments, doesn't it?
Have you grown any grey hair yet?
Oh, look. guys that I thought were my mates on the field in years gone by, when you've got to put the acid test on them, you soon work out what's going on. But it is a busy job. But, if you're passionate about it, I've played at the club for a long time, you just try and get in and, get
out of it. Tell me something. As a playing coach, when you do make the odd mistake, do the boys actually get into you a bit more than what they normally would?
Probably that time of the year is coming. That time of the year is coming now. So I think as the pressure goes on, playing coach is tough in a sense in terms of changing and what you're doing and, who you're talking to on the sideline and all that, just to try and link it up and make sure that it's all rolling in the same direction. But, the boys are good. I can't complain. I haven't got any glossy stories for you, put it that way, in terms of that. No, I just sort of rolled, I think.
Now, a 71-point loss the first time you played Dean Mill. And this one, you had your chance as well and truly to win it. What was a major change around from game one to this one?
Dean Mill have very good very good systems. They've been playing together for a long time, so they sort of link up well. They all know how each other plays, and they sort of, yeah, they all work together really well. D-Mill do. Have done for a while. For us, look, in terms of personnel, not a lot changed, but we lacked structure initially. We lacked, a few things we're trying to work on. Forward line pressure's poor. We're kicking a lot of points on the weekend. What did we have? 7-5-13 we kicked, and D-Mill kicked 7-5?
7-6, yeah.
So we're getting enough of the footy. The guys are winning the footy. There's good footballers in there. We just need to make sure when we go forward we can, across half forward, keep it in the Tigers' jumper and end up, hopefully kicking a winning score.
So it's very much a work in progress, and you would expect to improve between now and finals time?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a lot different sides, probably 8 changes from last year's side to this year. So there's a lot of changes, and these guys have got to settle in. Also, myself working out where guys are playing, 16 aside, the running game, you got to move. So, you got to adapt that. Inter probably move the ball as quick as anyone, and that probably caught us out 2 weeks ago. They kick laterally, they run it, they run the lines, they don't sort of bomb and hope. They kick laterally, they handball, they play on, and we've got to adjust to that. And we've got some bigger guys. Jeff Smith, one of them, comes Donnybrook, tall guy.
He's only played about 800 games.
Oh, exactly,
isn't
he? Yeah.
he's been around, hasn't he?
Does he let you know about that too? Is it pretty, that he's an important guy, he knows what he's doing?
Yes, really. No, he doesn't have tickets on himself.
Oh, okay.
When he walks into the room, everyone, that's Jeff Smith over there.
Yeah. In terms of this weekend, because there's no football obviously going on this weekend, it's a bye, general bye in the competition. What do you sort of focus on? Obviously, you had training on Thursday night, but what do you focus on for the next few days leading up to next week?
Well, it's just started bucketing down here, so it's probably a little bit of chalk and talk. But the season flies by quick. Like, points are everything now, so we need to keep getting fitter. We do. We need to keep getting fitter, really. I mean, it's too late to wish and hope in September. So, we just need to do Ks, I think. Do Ks and work on our structure going forward. That's what I'll be focusing on, getting guys to slow down and, hit a jumper, yeah.
So has that bye come at the wrong time for you guys? You look like you're starting to build a bit of momentum.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, the bye's come at a bad time. Oh, look, it's... We have, in the lower South West League at the moment, there is a lot of buys, and it's a fair pain, I'll tell you now. We've got, what have we got? This round buy, obviously, and then we've got Cogin up, a buy, and then we've got Southerners back here on our centenary game. So
yes.
2 games in, 3 or 4 weeks makes it hard to get momentum. There's another buy after that, so...
The wonderful task of a coach and a playing unit to try and work that out, though, isn't it? Because if you can weld your way or you weave your way through that weird draw, and you can at least keep the consistency up, then you know that when you get to the finals, where you're probably going to find yourself having the week off during finals time as well, if you get all the way through, at least you know that the team's been through that, and you know that you're confident enough to go through those changes if need be.
Yeah, for sure. It's the bye, 16 aside, there's a lot you can do with the side to juggle them around, but the mind as much as your legs. I mean, if you can get your head in the right spot, it shouldn't really matter where you play or what day you play, and there's no real excuses. It's just a matter of, trying to get it consistent. And the advent of 16 gives you younger guys so they can run. But with that comes, immaturity and trying to manage all that. I mean, every coach has the same thing, It's... Yeah, it's a fair bit,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Paul, is there one player down there, since you've been coaching that, you look in and you have a lot of trouble giving a message across to? You can drop someone in if you want.
definitely. There's this one guy that I can't... Look, I've played with the guy for a long time, and he's got a nickname for himself, and he calls himself the Wizard.
Hello.
The Wiz.
do you know the Wizard?
I'm trying to rack my brain. No, come on, you're going to have to give names here. You're going to have to.
The Wizards, Lyndon Muir.
Oh, Lyndon Muir.
Oh, there you
is
go.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I actually would not have picked that.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't have picked it, but I mean, you know.
I didn't pick it, but he came and said, look, my name's a Wizard. And I'm like, oh, okay. And, yeah, he called himself a power forward. And I said, look, the only power forward that's been down here has been Brent Francis in 2015. You know Brent?
Yeah, we know. Oh, don't worry. His name gets brought up pretty much every second week on this show.
Well, when Brent Francis come down, he used to take the mark outside. Anyway, very good kick. Good mark. Lyndon's a forward pocket. Anyway.
You've just stitched him.
He's very good, but he's not a power forward. But no, look, he's working his way up. Yeah, I've played a pretty long time with him, Lyndon, and he's good. He's taking instructions. We're getting there, but all good.
That's right. We're just jotting down Wizard Muir for when we get to the finals and get to the broadcast a little bit later on the year.
Yeah, keep your eye on that one.
We will do that. Obviously, as I've said, week off this weekend, and then next week you've got a big road trip off to Cogin up for round 9. It's been a really entertaining start of the season for you guys. I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the year. Thanks for joining us on the show this afternoon.
Thanks very much, boys. Cheers.
Out of Bounds with Daniel Leach and Alan Crane. Triple M.